for NPR comes from PBS, presenting Nature's Clever Monkeys, exploring how much human experience monkeys share, tonight at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
4 minutes past 7 o'clock Central Time, I'm Jeff Bossert with this look at AM 580 News. Perhaps Chicago's best-known Catholic priest, the Reverend Andrew Greeley, is reportedly in critical condition after falling and fracturing his skull. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that the 80-year-old novelist and essayist is in stable condition at a hospital in the suburb of Park Ridge. Greeley is a columnist for the newspaper. Greeley's family says he snagged his jacket in the door of a taxicab Friday afternoon and fell, hitting his head. Friends say he suffered bleeding on the brain. Greeley was born in Chicago and has written more than 50 novels, including many international mystery thrillers. His Sun-Times column explores the relationship between religion and politics. Greeley suffered the fall shortly after he gave a lecture about fiction and faith at a convention near O'Hare International Airport. The convicted felon, questioned by police in the killings of the mother, brother, and nephew of actress Jennifer Hudson, has a parole hearing tomorrow and could be released if an administrative officer finds no reason to hold him. No one has been charged in the shootings, but authorities have called 27-year-old William Balfour a person of interest. A conservative diocese in western Illinois has voted 95-26 to split from the liberal Episcopal Church. The Diocese of Quincy voted to leave the national denomination during an annual meeting that ended yesterday. The diocese is the third to leave the church in a long-running dispute over the Bible, gay relationships, and other issues. It joins dioceses in Fresno, California, and Pittsburgh. A fourth diocese in Fort Worth, Texas, will decide next weekend whether to follow suit. The Quincy Diocese, which is based in Peoria, has 24 churches and missions and about 1,800 members. The head of the Episcopal Church, Presiding Bishop Catherine Jeffords Scorey, says she laments the departure. In the forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area in east central Illinois, cloudy skies today with a high around 38 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the evening then clearing, the low 32. Mostly sunny on Monday, the high 45. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening, the low 32. Cloudy Veterans Day, a chance of rain, the high around 45. Tuesday night, cloudy, a chance of rain, the low 32. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a 40% chance of rain and highs around 45. Wednesday night through Friday, mostly cloudy, the lows around 40, the high in the mid-50s. 34 degrees outside our studios at 7:06.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Tomorrow, President-elect Barack Obama and his wife Michelle will be coming to the White House. They'll be given a tour of what will be their new home by President George Bush and First Lady Laura Bush. Then the two men will meet privately in the Oval Office. Senator Obama's election has ignited the passions and raised the hopes of many voters, especially African Americans. The Reverend Jesse Jackson wept openly when he listened to the president-elect give his victory speech in Chicago's Grant Park. Reverend Jackson joins us from Chicago to talk about the election and what lies ahead. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
We watched you. Tears were just streaming down your face as you watched Barack Obama give that speech. What was going through your mind at that time?
It was a joy of that moment, because as he stood there all majestically, I knew people in the villages of Kenya and Haiti and the castles of Europe and faraway places were hoping that this meant a new day for them. I saw them with all of their hope invested in President-elect Barack Obama.
Lots of things are said during a campaign. You actually made some controversial remarks about Senator Obama. You said he was talking down to African-Americans by giving them moral lectures. You later apologized for those remarks. But what's your relationship with the president-elect now?
It's a good relationship, and I respect him so much. America made the right choice. You know, I voted for him six times, twice as state senator, twice as U.S. senator, twice as president. I was prouder each time that I had the choice to vote for him in primary and elections. And so that's behind us.
You've been a critic of White House policies in the past. Will you continue to speak out if you disagree with Barack Obama's decisions?
Well, if I do, I will. The good news about President-elect Barack, we can talk to each other. You know, we never protested except a way of being heard. Dr. King supported John Kennedy fervently. For the most part, they communicated. When it came time for March on Washington to get public accommodation bill, the politics of re-election did not allow Kennedy to support Dr. King. So we had to march, but not in hostility, but affirming a moral principle. But when you're operating with friends and allies is